Morning Team Show is on WSGW. It's 8:24. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. Although it's Dave and Pat and Charlie this time. Art Lewis actually joining us after the 8:30 news. I thought Chicago's Does Anybody Know What Time It Is would be perfect for what we're doing here because of all the great horn work. Because if we're going to toot our own horns, and that's what the time is to do right now with WSGW. As I was walking down the street one day. If you check our Facebook page, facebook.com/WSGW radio, you might already know this, but we need to make a special announcement to Dave Maurer based on what occurred yesterday from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Yes, Charlie, for the eighth time, we were named Station of the Year for Media Market Radio in Michigan. And we sure appreciate that. And this is on behalf of our entire program and news team. The vast number of awards we won, in addition to the Station of the Year, eight other awards, including a 7 First and 1 Merit Award. And we got the community involvement. That's on the things we do on behalf of the rescue ministries and Salvation Army with food for families and other things we do throughout the year. Continuing coverage, our news team recognized for COVID coverage in 2021. A mini documentary or series, I knew this was going to win, From Pumps to Plugs. And that was Rick Ricardo's first award that he's won. Actually, he got two. We also got regularly scheduled a personality, Art Lewis. That was a show on child abuse. The first hour was with Danny Van about his experiences as a child, and the second hour was Emily Yeager from the CAN Council. And sports, Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications won first place.
Hey!
We also got use of new media, all-encompassing for all the things we do, like the stream yards that we do, that Terry Henney and some of the other people do here, our digital things that we do, our Facebook, our website, and all the digital things that we do. That won a first place. Then we also got one for use of new media for a single project. That was Rick's Pumps to Plugs, in which we had extensive material that was on both on the website and on air. So Rick has two of his first ever awards. And then we also got one, a mini documentary or series, Michael Percha, for a series he did on escaping COVID. Congratulations to all, and Ann Williams, our news director, for all the hard work she did in putting the entry together. So congratulations to all.
As I said, tooting our own horn. I think our arms are going to hurt as we try and pet ourselves back.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, we appreciate that. And we recognize, as we always do whenever awards are given, to you, our loyal family of radio listeners, we say that you're part, too, because as we're trying to serve you as best as possible with the feedback we receive from you, your interaction, especially with some of that community work and some of the other social work that we have to do, you are a part of the awards as well.
And we want to thank everyone who already has commented on our social media about the awards. I can't get to all of them to thank them personally, but I want to thank them as a group, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. Now, I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Percha and Rick Antonio there for doing a good job here this year.
Yeah, those series work.
Yeah, those series, yeah.
They're very special and, dare I say, unique in the world of radio news broadcasting today.
Yeah.
Not a lot of news operations do that work anymore.
Not in our size market or smaller markets for the most part.